During his visit to Washington last week, Mexico's President Vicente Fox tried to sell Congress on a bilateral agreement on immigration. The Bush administration, which has been talking with Mexico, says Congress won't accept any resolution that smacks of granting amnesty to millions of people who came into the country illegally. Commentator David Ayon says the impasse presents a dilemma for President Bush, who's widely seen as wanting to gain favor with the fast-growing Latino electorate in the United States.
Latinos and Mexico are pulling President Bush in different directions on immigration policy. Bush was drawn into bilateral talks at the urging of Mexico and conservative legislators who see a guest worker program as the solution to illegal immigration, business needs, and Mexico's labor surplus. We'd already have a guest worker agreement if it were up to only Mexico, the White House, and congressional Republicans. Republicans like a guest worker program because they see it as a way to get rid of illegal immigrants who would in effect have to turn themselves in to get a work visa. Once the visa expires, the guest worker has to leave the country. Mexico favors guest workers because it wants access to U.S. jobs, but it also wants to keep its emigre workers tied closely to Mexico, shuttling back and forth, bringing back billions of dollars a year instead of settling down in the States. Yes, Mexico wants to improve conditions for its emigres, and Bush wants to help. But Mexico wants even more from the U.S., and this is where the White House draws the line. It's not that Mexico is holding out for amnesty, but for aid. The Fox government sees a migration agreement, for Mexicans only, as a foot in the door for pressing for development aid to mitigate the causes of migration. Mexico believes increasing cooperation in border control, drug enforcement, energy, and other areas would make it impossible for the U.S. to reverse course on bilateral migration management once it's undertaken. The U.S. would be impelled to finance projects in Mexico to alleviate persisting migration pressures. Fox isn't playing the Latino card with the U.S. Fox is playing the uncertain success of democracy and reform in Mexico card, especially since he's been frustrated in advancing on his domestic agenda. Latinos, labor unions, and Democrats in Congress, on the other hand, are pushing to legalize long-term undocumented residents of all nationalities, not just Mexicans, who have already settled down here, even if without legal papers. Though Fox is popular among people of Mexican origin in the U.S., Latino leaders have eyed the immigration talks warily. For Latinos, a guest worker program is inherently undesirable and at best a concession to be made only under strict conditions that include access to permanent resident status. Mexico has been ambiguous at best on this top Latino priority. Thus, Latinos differ from Mexico on the strategic value of a guest worker program. While Mexico sees a specifically Mexican program as a step toward greater benefits for itself, Latinos feel it must be held hostage to the legalization of all long-term undocumented residents. For Latinos, guest workers without legalization will unacceptably set back the immigrant cause.
David Ayon is a political analyst and research associate at the Center for the Study of Los Angeles at Loyola Marymount University.